This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Enforcement Directorate today conducted search operations at 21 locations across Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The search operation was conducted in connection with the misappropriation of gold and other temple assets relating to Sabarimala Temple. The investigation arises out of multiple FIRs registered by the Kerala Crime Branch, which reveal a deep-rooted criminal conspiracy involving officials of the Travancore Devaswam Board, private individuals, intermediaries and jewellers. Preliminary investigation has disclosed that gold-clad sacred artefacts were deliberately misrepresented as copper plates in official records and unlawfully removed from the temple premises during the period 2019 to 2025. India and United Arab Emirates, UAE, have agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi yesterday. Briefing the media about the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two leaders have condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. The Foreign Secretary said both leaders emphasized that no country should provide safe haven to those who finance, plan, support or commit terrorist acts.
The two leaders also had the opportunity to exchange views in detail on regional developments in West Asia, and they expressed support for all efforts in promoting peace, security, stability and prosperity in the region. They unequivocally condemned cross-border terrorism and for the perpetrators, supporters and financiers of all acts of terrorism to be brought to justice.
The 45-year-old Nitin Naveen will be formally declared BJP's youngest president today. Party National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced that only the name of Nitin Naveen was proposed for the post of National President of BJP. However, the formal announcement for his election as new National President will be made today. Dr. Lakshman informed that all 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favour of Nitin Naveen for the post of National President. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi today declined to read out the DMK government-prepared text as part of his customary address to the State Assembly due to inaccuracies in it. The Lok Bhavan said the Tamil Nadu government claims that the state attracted huge investments to the tune of over 12 lakh crore rupees, so far from the truth. Minutes after Ravi walked out of the 234-member house without delivering his address, the Lok Bhavan issued a 13-point explainer on why Ravi declined to read out the address. It was stated that the governor's mic was repeatedly switched off and he was not allowed to speak. According to the Lok Bhavan, the speech contained numerous unsubstantiated claims and misleading statements, and several crucial issues troubling the people were ignored. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, met the economic advisor of the Deputy Prime Minister for Economic Affairs of Oman, H.E. Dr. Said Mohammed Ahmed Al-Sakari, at Davos in Switzerland. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that during the meeting, he highlighted India's proven ability to scale renewables, solar, wind, green hydrogen and energy storage even in arid and desert conditions, offering strong opportunities for global investors. The minister said that the discussions focused on joint collaboration on manufacturing and export opportunities for solar modules, electrolyzers and green hydrogen. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened on a flat to negative note today, reflecting a cautious sentiment across domestic markets. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 61 runs in Vadodara. In today's fixture, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the BCS Stadium, Kotambi, Vadodara. And that is the end of this news bulletin.